Clean running water on the Navajo Nation has been an ongoing challenge for decades. Money and infrastructure are two of the significant obstacles. The Navajo Water Project was started in 2016 as a way to put a dent in the problem, and it has helped by installing running water systems in 300 households so far. But the COVID-19 pandemic has upped the difficulty, because with less access to clean water, fewer people are able to wash their hands on a regular basis and slow the spread of the virus. Emma Robbins of the Navajo Water Project is with me for a progress report. Emma, how deep is the challenge of clean water on the Navajo Nation, and what are some of the other aspects of that challenge?
Yeah, so one in three Navajos do not have running water in their homes, and a large portion of those families do not have electricity either. So the big challenge is data collection is one of the first things, is figuring out who actually doesn't have running water. It's something that we as a nonprofit struggle with. I know that Indian Health Service and the Navajo Nation oftentimes has issues as well because of how vast our sovereign nation is. We are in three different states, Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, and if we were a state ourselves, we would be the 10th largest. So we are a very large area, and we are all spread out across the reservation. There are about 174,000 people that live here, and not everybody can get hooked up to a water line because of that distance, or because groundwater might not be safe due to arsenic or uranium. Families who want to continue to live in their homelands, their traditional homelands where they've been since the treaty was signed in 1868 with the federal government, should not be forced to move to larger communities in order to get basic amenities like water and electricity. And now, as we're seeing, that people need internet. One of our largest issues here on the reservation is the road conditions as well, because when you don't have paved roads, it's difficult to get to towns to purchase water or to haul water, and that can be a huge issue. You know, the other thing is there's just a huge lack of funding for this need on the Navajo Nation. And as with many things, it gets back to money and, you know, how we're able to get that work done without money. And that's nearly impossible as a sovereign nation.
How has the pandemic affected the ability of folks to get clean water? And how does that make the problem of the pandemic worse when people can't wash their hands quite as readily?
It's something that I deal with every day and my team deals with. And, you know, most of us ourselves are from the reservation, so it can be very difficult because not only are we seeing community members that we work with or clients that we serve suffering, you know, either from loss of family or they are passing themselves or the spread of the virus, but they're also people that we know and love too. And so, you know, it's definitely been something that we're grappling with every day. And for the families that don't have running water, it's very difficult because there are two things that we're constantly told. One is stay home. When you have to go and get water, you have to leave your house. You know, for families who need to travel to larger border towns like Flagstaff or Gallup or even as far as Albuquerque, oftentimes those places have very high rates. Right now we're seeing that Arizona has one of the highest infection rates per capita in the entire world. So if families are having to go off the res and they go into grocery stores and they're exposing themselves to other folks who might not be practicing social distancing or masks, they're doing what they really shouldn't be doing. They're not staying at home. And they are also not able to wash their hands, which is a huge problem because we see in social media, the news, wash your hands for 20 seconds. And if you don't have running water, that's very difficult. It's not to say that it isn't impossible, but methods might not be as effective to fight the virus when you don't have running water. There's also a third thing that I think that is very important to mention is when you don't have running water, it adds a lot of mental and emotional stress. I think it's safe to say that almost all of us out there are feeling stress on many different levels, whether it's because of job loss, which is also something that's happening here, as everywhere else in the world. But you know, you can't protect yourself. You don't have those tools, which would be water in your home, to be able to make sure that you and your loved ones are safe. You know, we are seeing a lot of families that have multi-generational units, and there are many people in one household. Those people might be off the reservation working. They lose their job. They come back, and all of a sudden, water consumption goes up as well. It's something that is existing every single day all year round. This problem has just been highlighted by COVID.
How much of a difference, when we think about this mental and emotional stress, when a lot of people listening right now do not have the challenges of not having running water? Can you delve into that just a little bit more, the idea of how big a difference this can make? Yes, from a practical standpoint, but much more in the standpoint of actually feeling like, yes, I can get clean, yes, I can drink water and feel safe doing it.
I would encourage everyone to think about what their day looks like when they first wake up. For me personally, I'm going to take my vitamins, I'm going to make coffee, I'm going to brush my teeth, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I just use gallons of water in that case. And it's not even to mention the fact that I'll be taking a shower, that I'll be giving my dogs fresh water, you know, that I'm not going to lie and say I'll be cooking, that my partner will be cooking. I mean, there's so much water that goes into our lives that we don't think about. You know, the average American uses 100 gallons of water a day. The average Navajo Nation citizen without running water uses 6. So that just shows you where there is a big gap there. And, you know, it's really about making sure that people who are already worrying about things don't need to worry about that important element of having water. I'm sure that many who live in larger areas with infrastructure know that there's always been that moment when your utility company shuts off the water for a little bit and you go and you reach for the tap and you try and turn it on. And it's so frustrating because you're thinking, okay, I don't have this running water. Like, how long is this going to last? Obviously, the same thing with electricity happens. But we people who have running water are very fortunate to have that. And I think it's very easy to forget that not everybody has that. Families that I work with, it doesn't matter what age group somebody is. It doesn't matter what part of the reservation they're living in. But you really do see a difference when somebody gets water in one day. You know, it goes from thinking about, I'm going to have to budget money to use this gas, to go pick up water. I'm going to need to find a babysitter to take time to go do this because I don't want to bring my kids during COVID. You know, there are all these different elements that go into it where it's not just about being able to wash your hands.
Emma Robbins is director of the Navajo Water Project, and you're listening to the show.